So we're holding here an Amud Chazayin. Okay. So he's speaking about the Chazal, about Shikha, and Gamelos is Shachachno. Vashikha, it's the last paragraph on Amud Chazayin. Vashikha Shenema Kan, Eina Pirsma Shikha for Adam. He has to show Shenema Shikha by Yisfarach. But the one thing we need to get used to is when we speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu forgetting, so by us forgetting is a lack of something. I had information. The information was once upon a time in my mind, and it slipped out. It's whenever I'm talking about shikha, I'm talking about some negative thing. I don't remember. That's really what shikha is. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. Kasher nemer shikha v'tor, ava shikha nemer eskan tzolema hasoro v'siluk me'itoi. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disregarding it. He's overriding it. He's putting it in the box of don't pay attention to it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to it. I want to give a parallel to it. It's an inyan that it's one of the inyanim that are discussed when you approach inyanim of Pnimius of Torah. There's a discussion about HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing, so to speak, his presence not to be present in somewhere so that we can have a mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ke'ilu moved away from the arena, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Melechot's Kvodo, and that's the way it would be, we would not have a makom to be, and so on. That's an akuda that's spoken a lot about in as Akdama, as in the Yonam of Pnimis. The Goyen says, and Baal Tanya says it, and everybody says it's Pashit, that certainly there's no such thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha not being present. What it rather is there's an area that it's covered over in a way that we could choose not to see it. That's an important distinction. Yes, the rules of the game are, we have Bechira, which means make-believe, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a player in the game. And it's up to you to do good or bad. And if you do the good will happen. If you don't do the good, or if you do the bad, Chas Hashem, bad will happen. But so it's correct to say that we are unaware of it. And to us, it's as if that was the case. But Chas Hashem, to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lacking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew in any way, and so on. So the same thing is true by Shikha. Shikha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu now acts in a way that disregards our existence or any input we would have had. The same way would be true by us. When we remember something or somebody, it affects the way we act or react or deal with something. When we forget about it, it's no longer functioning. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it means that he's no longer... That it's ke'ilu, it wasn't ke'ilu didn't exist. So he says, "Avashik la'emet katzar service sik mita k'moy she'oma v'atoy metzin azavani Hashem haynu hasilik v'asor min Hashem yisbar." Notice, azavani Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused me to move away. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu let go and is no longer holding on to us. Va'ama. So the reply is, Hatishkach isho ula. Can a woman forget a child? Kimoisha ein siluk lepri betn shal emina ein. Lorei vatsir vachib sheish al b'na. Just like a mother can never let go of a child because she's so connected to him. Kach ein siluk lepri l'shem l'yisro ma'ashem yisbar. Lorei vachibur vatsir sheish yisro ma'ashem yisbar. Mitzad sheng b'na yachshav. I want to just stop a minute on this muscle over here of Hatishkach Isha Ula. Can a mother forget a child? It's a very interesting, lo aleinu, when you have difficult parent-children situations and where parents and children are, let's put it this way, in disharmony, and they're not really getting along well, a father will get angry at a son, and he can let go also. A father can say, okay, if he doesn't want a relationship, if he doesn't like me, I don't like what he's doing, forget it. And he can forget it. A mother will be angry, will, but will never let go. a mother will hold on and try by, with anger, with bribing, with whatever it is. There's a big difference between a father and a mother in the way a father can let go of a child, will let go of a child, at you know, in the worst case scenario. A mother somehow still clings and creates a lot of problems. It creates tremendous frustrations because sometimes she's holding on too much, sometimes she's counterproductive. Whatever it is, at the end of the day, a mother has a hard time. And why? Because the child is part of the mother. It's not shaykh. A father had input. So, you know, so it's close and he grew up with him and raised him and is proud of him and is not proud of him and so on. That's all, these are all things that build bonds. But a bond can be cut. A mother to a child was a be'etzim part of her. You know, it's the mentality of a mother is that the child is her atzmius. And it, like all midas, it creates a tremendous ability for Mesiras Nefesh from a mother to a child in ways that, you know, are almost irrational. And it's l'toiv in terms of Mesiras Nefesh. Many times, it also creates issues in terms of, it creates reverse issues where you can't let go when you should let go. And it's part and parcel of that same mitzvah, that a child to a mother is not bonded, it's not kosher, but rather it is a chelik of atzmius. And a chelik of atzmius never can get let go. Just, that's just the mitzvah of something that's called atzmius. So he says, L'kach ein silik b'ras yisom Hashem yisbarach, l'roi v'achivu atzir sholem Hashem yisbarach. Mitzad shein k'mei banin achshav. So the fact is that since we are like children, that's why we don't get trapped. V'zenira, what is it? Mitzad shein k'mei banin achshav k'obanis b'midbar. Shein roi shiim akrim v'shom b'midbar. Kein rogol o'shchech shein matzi b'midbar parim. V'im kol zei kriva. In other words, in the normal course of events, you don't see a special bond. A karbanis is normal. In societies, in those days, everybody had a god they worshipped, and everybody worshipped karbanis, and everybody brought karbanis, and that was sort of part of natural life. In the Midbar, there were no karbanis. You got karbanis in the Midbar, you had to find behemoths or someplace, you had to import them. Whatever it is, you had to go a long way to do it. It wasn't a normal part of life. And the answer is because it was something where we couldn't tear away from ourselves. So the raya is dafka in the midbar. In Eretz Yisrael and in the normal, wherever there's you settled, and there's behemoth, hakrava to a god and so on was normal. And therefore you didn't see a yichud in Klal Yisrael. Here you saw a real yichud in Klal Yisrael. So he says, because of the Eretz Yisrael, the Yisrael, the And it's in many places they can't be without that. Befrat kasher betchila kasherlo kasher nesoyser la'am. And since this happened at the very beginning, lekach berishayne miyad sheyotzu avi moi b'midbar makriv korbanis v'chibur ze mitzad etzem Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael's chibur takadosh baruch hu as being part of atzmius was demonstrated with the korbanis the midbar. A, that korbanis the midbar are very very unnatural, and B, it was the first thing we did. So those things we do first very much are indicate what is essentially us, as opposed to what is just incidental to us. Then he says, so that was one part. V'yesil gam kein lezer b'mash she'Yisrael nifrod m'Hashem Yisrael de'maisa egel shemiyad shehoises v'mitzrayim v'satar ozas egel. Let's talk a little bit about this. The eagle is the terrible terror of Erika Yisrael. It's Avodah Zorah of sorts. Whatever, however you'll explain it, the old Mepharsh will explain it. It's a little Avodah Zorah, more Avodah Zorah, a lot of Avodah Zorah, and so on. If you take a look, all of Tanakh is full of Klal Yisrael worshiping Avodah Zorah. You know, they never stopped worshiping Avodah Zorah. So why is Chet Eagle the terrible Avera that is unforgivable, and v'yoyim pakti, and so on. Why is chet ha'egel the chet? So you could say, in line with this, that it's the first time Klal Yisrael did averis, and like always, the first is sort of the root of everything else. You know, kivush hashana nasa l'keheta. So just like the Akedah is the root of all Mesiris Nefesh and Klal Yisrael, the Egel is the Chedvah but the Zer in all Averis. That's one possible answer, and that is a correct answer. He says another Nakuda. He says, if somebody is married for a long time, and friction develops, chas v'shalom, or there's a lack of fidelity. So we don't automatically conclude that the marriage is not a good marriage, and so forth. We can understand it as a bump in the road. We can understand it as a problem that came up later. We can, there are different ways we can look at it and tell ourselves it's something that you need to sort of make some sort of you have to work around it, bypass it, whatever it is, make a tikkun of sorts. But let's say at the chuppah the person was mezana, so what is that all about? That means there never was a kesher to the first husband b'chol. Had Klal Yisrael done, Avodah Zarah did 40 years later, 50 years later, you say, there's a solid bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As time goes on, you sort of, it slackens, and you begin to look around, you're the Goyim, and you see what they're doing, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So at least it's not a percha on the connection. But the pechina of the Chet HaEgel was a pechina of like the aluva, the kala that was mezana tachas chuposa, because the eagle is so much part of the rachis of Klal Yisrael, that itself would indicate a lack of chibur and kesher be'etzim. If it didn't work the first time round, you know, if something doesn't work after some time, then it's a question of what broke. If something never worked to start with, because now what broke, the question is, what was it to start with? The special severity of Chet HaEgel is that it happened at the beginning. V'zeh Nira says, Shayesh Pirud, V'silik Yisrael, B'dvar Hashem Yisrael, B'dvar Hashem. There's a piece that's lacking. Shilohoy Yisrael Chibur Gomel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzad Atzmam. L'osa Egel B'reishis, Kashal Kashal Yisrael Shalom. They wouldn't have made it immediately. U'miyad Shayesha Mitzayim Nasa HaTayra, Osa HaEgel. So there must be something in the very core of Klal Yisrael that has an akudah period as well. Let's describe what he means here. What we're saying, on the one hand, we brought karbanis and we did things that were tremendous, showing a tremendous kesher kach baruch hu, like the part of kach baruch hu. On the other hand, we did chet ha'egel. So which is it? So Maral says it's not which is it. It's first. Let's give an example. Let's say I take somebody for a job, and his job is he's supposed to do X, Y, Z in the company. The person has tremendous abilities in that area, and the person likes the work he does. And he likes very much doing whatever it is that he's supposed to do. On the other hand, let's say this person does not like the idea of working for somebody else. He doesn't like the idea that he's doing something for somebody because he's told to do it, or somebody's going to make the profit, or whatever it is. So when this person tackles his job, sometimes he'll do it well, and sometimes he will almost sabotage it. Why? It's because the part of him, what's Nagea, that's the work that he's supposed to do, the engineering he's supposed to do, the accounting he's supposed to do, he likes and he enjoys and he does it. But Mitzad, the fact that he realizes that he's working for somebody told him, okay, now you have to do X, now you have to finish Y, now you have to get on with Z, that evoked in him a certain response, and it was negative. So what I say about the person is, in certain ways, he is extremely well suited to the job and connected to the job. And in certain ways, he's very not connected to the job. So the reply would be, we stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in certain ways. In certain areas, we're davuk and we're chelik built in nifrad. And in certain areas, we are not shayach to him. And I'll explain in a second how or why. So Chet HaEgel it's not a pircha on all of Klal Yisrael. It's a pircha that not the entirety of Klal Yisrael, not the entirety of Klal Yisrael's mahus can be davuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kremoisha Ishlem Chibo Vikiruv El Hashem Yisbarach Mitzad Atzmon Kachish and Ganki Pirsa Atzmon Vze Ki Kremoisha Ishla Av Chibo Vikisho Lubnoi Ze La Ze Mitzad Ki Zeo Av Zeo Ben Kachish and Pir Ganki Mitzad Ma Ki Av Ben He Mechulokim Atzmon Ze Zeo Av Zeo Ben Ve Zeo Shav Pir Said when I see a father and a son I am going to because it's a father and a son I am going to say they must have similarities and they must have differences. A clone is going to be 100% similar. A child is going to be similar in some ways and different in some ways because when we say the word father, son, we're saying similar and dissimilar. Because if not, then how do you distinguish the two? Then it's one and the same. It's not the same. It's a next generation. It's a step forward. Besides the other genes that are being mixed in, a nivra, a bayre and a nivra, carries two parts of itself. The Ramal uses this in a lot of places. By being called a nivra, in some ways I am essentially davar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the pshat in the nivra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave me existence. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me existence as an independent self. The word gave existence means that there's one dimension of me that's not always before. That until now I was kula part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now I am separate. So in that very shem of a nivra, in that very shem of a ben, you have the tzara shava, and you have the distinction. When I say something has a tzara shava, I automatically say it's a distinction, because it would be one and the same. If I say it's the same thing, then I say it's one and the same. But if I say tzara shava means it is like in some ways, and unlike in other ways. So in as much as we're a ben, or a nivra, l'chura, we also have an element that distinguishes us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulekach Ama Yisrael Kisvu Al Keren Ashosh En Chelik Al Kei Yisrael Ki Mitzad HaEgel Sh'av Yisrael Sa Egel Miyad Shal Sa Teire Dova Ze Meire Next page Ki Yesh Kan Siluk V'Afrada Be'etzim Shalahem. So the Chet HaEgel itself went to show that we're close in some ways and different in other ways. I want to add a nekuda about about this yachsus of Chazal to certain things. First of all, Lemashal, let's say Yom Kippur, everybody does tshuva and everybody is good and everybody is wonderful, everybody is fine. And a person knows that as the days go on, I guess if I needed to make a formula, I would say by the square of the days that go on, that's how far the merchah is going to be from where you were Yom Kippur to where you are X number of days afterwards. That's not a percha on the etzem mohus of the person, because Yom Kippur is my atzmius, but as it grows outwards, it's going to lose some of its strength. It's going to dissipate. That's the nature of things. But if there's something in the very metzias itself. It says like there was Pesel Michal with Kal Yisrael when they went over to Yamsuf. It just like it says by Acha that there was Sifri Yevonim with Noishim Mechaykoi in the Beis Medrash. Any time there's within the Torah itself, within that person's Torah, there's a pieces that are elements that are not good, then it's a pirch on the etzim thing itself. Then the pshat is it's not a real Dibuk at a shorish. And nafkamina is if the shorish is good and the branches are not good, so you prune away the branches, you're left with then the roots can regenerate good branches again. And this was one of the perspectives of people that pushed very strongly Yerushalayim and so on. They're very strong, and they may have been lacking in other areas. And the question was, well, so and so is doing so many more things right. So what's your justification for pushing, your version of Tveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on? And the reply is, a person whose Kodesh is Tahar, he he's shocharach to him is without a question what has to be done, and really yoshemayim. So even if the branches have, even if the weeds growing, or the branches are diseased, by cutting them, you will allow healthy branches to regenerate. But if there's a problem in the roots, in the seed, in the roots, in the shorish of it, then nothing good can come out of it. So when you look at a person who has the fundamentals right, the ikrim of him is right, so we say, okay, it's terrible that his maaser are not where they should be, but you know, with time, with learning, with musa, with whatever it is, with, you know, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tachacha, whatever, the person will learn to do right because the fundamentals are there. Masha'in Kain, where in the Sheirish there's already some confusion, it's not what it ought to be, then it, the Hemshach of it is also not going to be good. Okay, we'll hold it.